Well, there's been a lot of back and forth in the Dáil over the government failing to deliver 40,000 homes last year, as they'd claimed they would. The question remains, can they even come close to that this year, in 2025? Well, the bad news is that two-thirds of the country's top home builders don't think they'll be able to increase completions this year. And for more on this, I'm joined by Conor O'Connell, Director of Housing and Planning with the Construction Industry Federation. I think, Conor O'Connell, the target for this year is 41,000, the official government target. Talking to your members, chances of?
We don't see us reaching anywhere near that target, unfortunately. As you just said and outlined, we conducted a survey of our members. It followed on from a report earlier on this year by Mitchell and McDermott Consultants, where they envisaged that we wouldn't reach 32,000 units this year. And we conducted a survey, and the vast majority of our members, for very different reasons, it could be funding for the CREL, the AHB sector, where they've entered into arrangements.
Approved housing bodies,
the funding mechanisms for those schemes to aid apartment viability were delayed by over 4 months, for instance. We have issues arising in relation to infrastructure. So to give you a good example, there was a record level of commencements last year, 60,000 commencements. But then when you go and try and get your connection agreement to your utility, whether that's electricity or water, there are very significant delays because we simply haven't been putting the pipes in the ground for a long time now. And they're just two recent examples. And there's many more. Okay. For instance, a very bizarre situation that our members are reporting is that in the middle of a housing crisis in Kildare and Wicklow, two local authorities, and this is a very technical area, the local area plan, which assigns how much zoned land can be activated in a given area, actually expired. Legally, they can't be extended. And following on from an Ombord Pinála decision last year, those lands are now, you could call it dezoned, unzoned, whatever terminology you wish to use, but they can't be activated for housing plannings at the moment. So it's all of these blockages, and some of these are just recent blockages, and urgent action is required to address them now within the next number of weeks and months.
On the local authorities, that issue, it was reported, was on the agenda for the Cabinet Subcommittee this week. So apparently they are looking at going back to the local authorities to get them to look at their plans. The government says the new planning legislation will make a difference. Still, the gap between what we need, Davey's saying about 90,000 a year, and you're saying if we're lucky, we'll get 32,000 this year. So what needs to be done to bridge the gap so that we can deliver more?
One of the immediate mechanisms we called for was for the funding to be released. Schemes were put in place to address apartment viability and to deliver cost rental apartments in our city centres. The funding for those mechanisms and those schemes ran out last October, November. And because of the election and the delay in forming a government, not one single one of those schemes has been approved over the last 4 months. Thankfully, we understand last Monday that the Cabinet allocated an extra €450 million to get some of those schemes going. Hopefully, now we will see commencements in the next number of weeks in relation to some of those apartment schemes in particular. In relation to the zoning and the infrastructure, we just have to have a look at our capital allocations for water and wastewater infrastructure. Because, for instance, in the Dublin area, the Ishka Air and Capacity Register maps went from green to orange before Christmas.
Is finance and deeper, the two government departments, are they an issue here? Doesn't finance, for instance, have concerns on some of those social housing projects that the costs are escalating beyond early budgets? And in terms of, for instance, Irish Water, when they got an off big whack of money from the government, a lot of it went towards paying down debt rather than building pipes. Are issues like that a blockage?
Absolutely. We understood, for instance, when you mentioned the extra capital allocation for Ishka Air and to facilitate infrastructure and service serviceable lands, that was going to go to pipes in the ground. Unfortunately, it didn't. It went down into paying down debt. Why did that happen? I don't know. But certainly our allocation of capital towards housing and infrastructure needs to be reviewed.
So your message to government would be put your money where your mouth is.
We need to invest. We haven't been investing in infrastructure for a long time to cater for the level of population growth. It's no point in saying that our population projections from 2018 from the original National Planning Framework was was written, that is sufficient for where we are at now in terms of population growth.
And of course, that's going to be reviewed in the next couple of months. So we'll have a look at that.
Urgently.
Yeah, when it does. Thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us this morning. Conor O'Connell there, Director of Housing and Planning with the Construction Industry Federation.